Recently, my 7-year-old son bought his first piece of commercial real estate. He paid 400 Republic credits for Jabba's Palace. My son had just received a Star Wars Clone Wars Monopoly set for his birthday. Since the Star Wars version was set in a galaxy far, far away, things were a little different than the game that my wife and I grew up playing as kids. The Shoe and Thimble were replaced with characters like General Grievous and Obi-Wan Kenobi. Instead of dollars, Republic credits were the currency of the day. And instead of motels and houses, we acquired settlements and cities. After a couple of turns around the board, we reverted back to a more Earth-friendly nomenclature. Lately, we've seen too many financial institutions treating money as if they were playing a game. Many companies have relied on tools like credit default swaps, naked short selling, and energy derivatives, which are about as risky as rolling the dice. The rules of Monopoly are printed on the box and easy to understand. But these financial concepts are so complex, the executives betting our retirement funds and college savings on them couldn't possibly know how they all work. In Monopoly, cash rules the day, and you can't buy anything unless you have the money for it. But in the real world, that's not always the case. The Federal Reserve can print money when times get tough, with a click of a mouse. The Monopoly equivalent would be taking out a pencil and paper to draw up new money as your funds get low. Throughout the game, we told our son about mortgages and how and why people pay rent. We discussed the importance of looking towards the future and how quickly things can take a turn for the worse. And we encouraged him to hold back a little money just in case he encountered problems along the way. Plenty of computer games can teach these same lessons. And the thought of spending 4 hours playing a game with your children may not appeal to everyone as it does to my wife and I. But on this day, we enjoyed one another's company, used our brains, and reflected on some of life's lessons in the process. For example, when it comes to finances, it's not how you start, but how you finish. And for at least one Sunday, I took down the Do Not Disturb sign plastered on my forehead during Cowboy games. The next time my son played Monopoly, he sent 5 adults, me included, to the poorhouse. He ended the game with all the properties and a big pile of money. I can only hope that bank and auto executives learned their lesson as fast as he did.